Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, along with my husband, Benny. We are grateful and thankful to each of you who have joined us on this evening for another empowerment teaching. We have had a full weekend, I'm telling you. Just grateful to God for all that He's doing, for doors that are being opened, for platforms that are being revealed. And just how the governors are really allowing us to take some time and reevaluate, reexamine, and possibly even redefine that which God has sent us to the earth to fulfill. And because of our experience, again, we're going to talk about redefining purpose on this evening. Redefining purpose. We're grateful for those who have called in. Amen. If at any time you have a question or a comment, we ask that you please press 1 to be brought into the live conversation. And we are grateful and thankful to those who are online listening to us through the internet. We pray that if you're hearing something that you like, that is blessing you, that you will consider sharing this with someone else and let them get in on this conversation. So, Father, we thank you now. We give you glory, honor, and praise for this time that we've come together to share that which the Holy Spirit has revealed. We acknowledge you now, Holy Governor, that you are the teacher. You are the instructor. You are speaking, and I yield as a vessel to be used by you to empower your people on this evening. I do pray that as this teaching is released, that the seed will be planted into good soil. Foundation from this will be greater clarity, greater understanding of purpose, greater truth operating in the kingdom, and that God will be glorified in all things. Father, we thank you now. We give you glory, honor, and praise, counting these and all things done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Again, tonight, this evening, we're going to talk about redefining purpose. And I have a few people on the line currently. We thank God for you. For those who are connected to empowerment, you know who you are. On this evening, I want you to dialogue with me. I want you to share with our listening audience as it concerns understanding and even redefining purpose. I won't bring you on live, but I'm asking that you would press 1 so that I can bring you on live. This is volunteer, but being the volunteer. Amen. I love y'all. Amen. Well, we're going to get started. Redefining purpose. First question that we're going to pose to you is, are you certain about the purpose you've been called to the earth to fulfill? Are you absolutely certain of what it is that God has called you to do? What His intent was for your life when He placed you here, even before He placed you here, before He placed you, before you were the thought and placed in your mother's womb? Are you certain that you're operating according to that which He called you to do? I was listening on my Facebook feed. An ad was there. I don't know who this woman was, and she was beginning a teaching on purpose and process. And she made the statement that you have to go through a process in order to understand your purpose. And I was like, that sounds a lot backwards to me, because I can go through all kind of processes and still not know what my purpose is. But I would feel a whole lot better if I knew what my purpose is and then have to go through processes in order to get to a higher level of execution or a higher level of understanding. That's just me. But for many of us, I believe that we go through processes. We all do. Life is a process. We go through a lot of things. We understand, we don't understand. We win, we lose, we draw. We go through a lot of processes. But even in going through these processes, it does not always yield in us understanding what our purpose is in the earth. Are you aware of the things moving to the forefront in your life? And as you are being made aware of those things, are you making the necessary adjustments in order to accommodate those things that are moving forward? And so, okay, what are you talking about, Valerie? I'm glad you asked. I'll give you my story, because y'all know I'm very transparent. I'm very transparent on the show because I want you to understand that I don't have it all together. I am learning. I am teachable. I err. Yes, I do. I have to ask for forgiveness. I have to do all those things like everybody else. And even this weekend, I was seeking the Holy Spirit. Like, am I in the right place? Am I really making the necessary adjustments? On this weekend, the college that I work for, Bluefield College, I'm an alumni of that school. I love my job. I love my assignment. I love the students. And I have a passion for the work at that college. And so I was brought on to the board of directors for the Alumni Association this weekend. And I sat there in the midst of the room, and I was like, okay, God, I know what you said, and I've said yes, and I'm here, and now what am I supposed to do? Because I had a moment of feeling awkward, in that room, because the mindset of many of the people in the room was so different than mine. How they view people in general was so different than how I view people. My experience there was not like their experience, and they couldn't relate. So then God began to bring certain people before me and certain influence before me. And I think I missed it. Well, no, I did. I missed it. Because here are some situations were being brought to the forefront, but I didn't make the necessary adjustment. I didn't catch it. I didn't catch it until several hours later that I needed to still be me, but I have to refine me as God is enlarging my territory, as He's increasing my responsibility, as He is developing me into a pinnacle leader in the area of higher education. That I'm not just there as an online admissions counselor any longer, but I'm now there as a viable voice. I'm now there as an advocate for students. I'm now there as a change agent. I'm now there to make an impact. And after making an impact, I'm to teach so that others can multiply what I do based on what the Holy Spirit has revealed. I missed it, y'all. I had to ask God to forgive me, because I was still operating the way I did a couple months ago. But I'm not in the same place today that I was a couple months ago, so I can't respond today the same way I did a couple of months ago. Why? Because there are some things being moved to the forefront of my life, which means that I've got to make some adjustments so that I'm now relevant in the moment that God has me in, as He's preparing me to take me to the next place. And so I said, God, is my purpose being redefined? And He said, not just redefined, but refined. He said, I have you in a place, as I have those who really understand who I am and what in their lives. I am at a place where I'm making you reevaluate and observe the change that's taking place in your life. I've also got you at a place where even your perspective about why you do what you do and how you do what you do is changing. Because you're understanding that I'm placing a different leverage, a different type of leverage on the gifts that I've placed on you, the gifts that I've placed in you. And we all get to that place, that certain stage in life, where God will have us to reexamine and reevaluate what we believe our purpose is in life. And all of this is to give us greater definition and clarity, not just to our purpose, but also to who we are in Christ. And a lot of people are, a lot of people define themselves based on a title, whether it's in the marketplace or in ministry. And I'll even go as far as saying whether I'm Miss or Mrs. You know, if I'm the wife of a certain somebody, that makes me somebody. I'm somebody. And I'm married to a somebody. I give God praise for it. But if I wasn't married to him, I'm still somebody. If I didn't have a certain title before my name, I'd still be somebody. If I didn't have a certain job title, guess what? I am still somebody. So I am becoming confident in who I am in Christ. But because I'm now getting better clarity and a better definition of what I've been purposed to do in the earth, I can also flow in that now so much better. I'm grateful again to those who have called in. Amen. Many of you who are on the lines on tonight are connected to me. Amen. And you know how. And I want you all to dialogue in this conversation on this evening. I'm not going to bring you live without your permission, but I would that you press 1 and share in this dialogue with me about your experiences and having to redefine purpose as you're getting a better clarity of to what it is that God has called you to fulfill in the earth. So I'm appreciating you in advance for pressing 1 and coming into the conversation. All of us have gifts. All of us, hear me, all of us have purpose. Speaking to a friend earlier, today. And she was sharing with me how she was having a conversation with someone who she feels may not know that they have gifts, that they have purpose. And one thing that we will experience as we are reevaluating our purpose in the earth, we're going to find that as God is putting leverage on our gift, our divine purpose, and bringing some things to the forefront, then people are going to begin to summons us. People are going to begin to seek us out. Why? Because we have understanding and knowledge about certain things that not everybody has. Each of us, each and every one of us has something in our lives that to some degree we are a specialist or we're designed to have mastery in. And when we're able to recognize those things, we may be really tapping in to understanding our purpose. Because when your gift is operating and it's working along with his intent for your life, you see purpose being birthed out of everything you touch. Oh, I got some people on the line right now that can speak to this very thing because they're in a process of transition. And in the transitioning and the redefining and reevaluating of purpose, it's causing a transformation to take place in their life. And as a result, specific things pertaining to us and what we've been sent to the earth to do are becoming more and more evident. And not only are we able to see it and recognize it, but people we're around that we would not think would find value in our opinion, find value and our knowledge find value and our experience. These people are coming to the forefront and saying, I need to hear more of what you've got to say. I thank you for your expertise in this area. Thank you for helping me. One of my conversations today with one of my students, she's actually an alumna as well, but she said, you have so much impact and you help so many people. I appreciate hearing that because my intent is to glorify God in what I do. And I understand that my purpose is to be a counselor. To be a counselor, that's who I am. But I'm not just a character coaching counselor. I'm not just a premarital counselor. I'm not just a marriage counselor. I'm a counselor. And God is now equipping me that I'm able to coach and counsel anybody. Y'all, I'm coming into myself. I'm loving what God is doing in me. I'm loving the fact that I'm able to embrace as I'm reevaluating what God wants from me, and I'm accepting it. How powerful is it, y'all, when we can give God a yes, even after we have to reevaluate where we are and what we're doing, that from that we can say, okay, God, yeah, wow, that sounds like a whole lot. But you know what? If you've been trusted this to me, even after I have to look at myself and maybe look at myself and look at myself again to make sure that my perspective is right, to make sure that my mindset is intact, then, God, if you trust me with this, guess what? I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to glorify you. I want to equip myself and be prepared for whatever platform you reveal to me, to whatever audience you place before me. God, yes. And, y'all, that's where I'm finding, whoo, yes, that's where I'm finding myself. And there's just not enough words to tell y'all how I feel. And, again, those who've called in, y'all know me. Y'all know me. Y'all know me. Y'all know me. Y'all know how I flow. Y'all know the things that I've shared and how God is working in me and through me, and even some of the challenges that I faced myself. But in this moment of redefining, reevaluating, and getting clarity, I'm excited. I am excited. Thank you, Lord. In Daniel chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. This is New King James Version. I just want to read this to you. Again, this is Daniel chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. And it says, because of the words of the king and his lords came to the banquet hall. The queen spoke, saying, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas, were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. And I'm going to stop right there. Why did I read it? Because what took place? He was doing what he knew he had to do, doing what he was anointed to do. He was doing it such that people were summoning him to come and aid them in their time of trouble, aid them in a situation where he had the answer. He was the problem solver. And so as it is that God has sent each one of us in the earth, each and every one of us in the earth with intent, he sent us here because there was a problem that we're supposed to help solve, wherein he has gifted us, he has anointed us, he's placed intent within us, purpose within us, that we are to grow. We are to master. We are to become specialists in that area. We are to be the leaders in that area, such that men and women will summons us to come and aid them in finding a solution to that problem. That excites me, y'all. That excites me. Because each and every one of us has a different call. We all do the work. We're all ministers of reconciliation. That's true. But each one of us has an assignment that is unique to what God has called us to do. We can look in the Word of God, even in Numbers 12. When God dealt with Moses, he commended Moses for his humility. Now, our thing may not be humility, but God commended him for his humility, and he used him for that. And we've got to get to the place, y'all, that we understand that because we don't do it like everybody else, because we don't sound like everybody else, that does not make us weird and that does not make us strange. That makes us unique. We're unique. We're fearfully and wonderfully made, but we are unique. That which he's gifted us to do is unique. That which he has purposed us for is unique. I had someone ask me a question just a couple hours ago. Why is it that I was, why was I given this when other people are doing this? And I shared with her. Everybody wasn't called to it. Everybody wasn't called to it. I do Blog Talk Radio, and everybody, sometimes people ask me, why are you still on Blog Talk? Oh, I didn't know you were on Blog Talk. Why haven't you done Facebook Live? And why aren't you on Periscope? And this, that, and the third. Well, guess what? God told me to use this platform, Blog Talk. That's what I use. That's what I've consistently used for several years. And it works for me. Could I use Facebook Live? Of course. But Facebook Live is not my audience. Blog Talk Radio is. Periscope is not my audience, but Blog Talk Radio is. Doesn't make me strange because I'm not using Facebook Live. Doesn't mean I'm strange that I'm not using Periscope and trying to get hearts across the screen and get followers and all that. No, it means that I'm uniquely doing what God has called me to. And if there's a point that I have to reassess it, then guess what? I will. And if he says, Valerie, I need to change, guess what's going to happen? Benny and I are going to talk about it, and we're going to do what the Holy Spirit reveals to us. But until said time, we are going to do as the Spirit leads. We are going to reevaluate, redefine as the Spirit leads, because we want to make sure that we are operating according to that which God intended. And because of that, y'all, I'm able to celebrate who I am. I'm able to celebrate. I'm not going to say that. That's me. Y'all forgive me for that thought right there. But I'm able to celebrate me. I'm able to celebrate my life, my love, my family, my circle of influence. I even celebrate my haters because you make me greater. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for spending that time to think about me. Thank you for spending that time to put your mouth on me. Thank you for making me a sharper tool for God's kingdom, that he would be glorified in the earth. Y'all, I'm about fulfilling God's purpose. I'm about gaining the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding to utilize my gift to the fullest potential. I desire to be, and I know the Lord desires that each of you who are tapped into this call on tonight would develop in your heart, your mind, and spirit that you desire to be a pinnacle leader in your sphere of influence, that you are going to feed not only your spirit but your mind. You're going to do, you're going to study. not just the word of God, but you are going to become a student of the thing that he has gifted you to do, the thing that he has purposed you to do, that you will become a leader, that people will begin to seek you out for the knowledge that you have with that which you've been called to fulfill in the earth. I feel that thing today, that as we are reassessing and fine-tuning that which God has called us to do, it's because he's preparing us for a greater dimension, greater sphere of influence, a greater. He's preparing us, y'all. And so what? It means that I got to change some wording in my mission statement. So what if it means that I have to rewrite my vision? So what if it means that I might have to change the name of what I call my business or what I call my ministry? So what if I have to change it? But I need to make sure I'm relevant, and I need to make sure that it's speaking according to what God would have me speak. I've got to make sure that I'm on point and doing what it is that I'm purposed to do in the earth. Thank y'all for being quiet. I so hope that somebody was going to press one, but y'all know that I love you. Yes, I love you too. I do. I love you too. I thank you all for calling in. Wow, because our time has really come to a close. I hope tonight that what I'm passionate, what I'm really feeling passionate for this evening, and how the Holy Spirit has dealt with me about redefining purpose and really fine-tuning and honing in on the specifics of the assignment that we have, so that we're not missing anything and we're making the necessary adjustments as things are shifting regarding our purpose, as elevation is taking place. Bishop Beeney said to me last night, he said, your assignment is evolving. And for many of us, we're going to be in a place where that which we've been assigned to will begin to evolve, so that we're in a greater place to fulfill purpose. Don't miss anything. Make sure that as you're evolving in what you've been purposed to do, that your perspective is also evolving, that your conversation is also evolving, that your depth of understanding is also evolving. Don't let the assignment evolve and you stay in that same place of thinking. All of it has to shift together. Amen. Well, we thank God for each of you on tonight. We thank you for joining us for this empowerment teaching. We pray that this has been a blessing to you. And if it has, we ask that you would consider sowing into this ministry as we endeavor to stay on the air, stay relevant, and be a blessing to the nations. You can go to our webpage at empowermentoasis@wordpress.com. That's empowermentoasis.wordpress.com, and find information, more information about the work that we do, and you can give securely through PayPal. We will be having 5 a.m. prayer in the morning, so if you have a prayer request, please email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com, or find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and inbox your prayer request, and we will gladly intercede on your behalf. God, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for what you've spoken, for what you've revealed, for how you've empowered each of us. And we pray, God, that these seeds have been planted. They will indeed bring forth a manifestation, oh God, that purpose will be revealed in each and every one who has an ear to hear, that not only will purpose come forth, but for some, purpose will be redefined, that we will be able, oh God, to articulate that which you've given to us, that you've sent us to the earth to do, that we may do it with a high level, oh God, a high level of precision, being pinnacle leaders, oh God, giving you glory in all things. Holy Governor, continue to speak to us and through us, and we will give glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Until next time, know that I love you. We are empowered, and we take the responsibility to empower others. God bless and good night.